It's Thanksgiving Day in New York City. On a broad avenue adjoining Central Park, an annual event is being joyfully awaited. The spectacular parade presented by Macy's Department Store to herald in the Christmas season. Away from the crowd are two of Macy's public relations experts.
He's simply wonderful, Mrs. Walker. Just look at him on that float. The most realistic Santa Claus we've ever had. Why, he didn't even need any padding, did he?
Padding?
Why, didn't you notice his tummy? So round, so firm, so fully packed. Well, now that everything's under control, where on earth did you find him?
I don't know. I just turned around and there he was.
And to think that the man whose place he took was intoxicated.
With a breath that would knock over a reindeer.
Oh, just think if Mr. Macy had seen him.
What if Mr. Gimble had seen him? Competition between our stores is tough enough.
Well, the parade's starting. Let's stand at the curb.
Not I, Mr. Shellhammer. I'm going home to relax. Anyway, I can see it from there. I live just around the corner.
Oh, so you do. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Mrs. Walker. And congratulations on finding the best Santa Claus in Macy's history.
Certainly is a wonderful parade, Susan. Just look at that clown. Gosh, what a giant.
Giant, Mr. Gailey? There are no such things as giants.
Well, not now, maybe, but in olden days there's...
Really, Mr. Gailey? And you a lawyer?
Well, what about the giant that Jack killed? You know, Jack and the Beanstalk?
Everybody knows that's a fairy tale. And I agree with my mother. Fairy tales are silly.
Come in.
Mother,
oh, hello, Mother. I'm watching the parade. Mr. Gailey invited me.
Hello, darling.
Susie's told me quite a lot about you, Mrs. Walker.
She told me quite a lot about you, too, the man in the front apartment.
Well, this is all part of a plot, Mrs. Walker. I'm very fond of Susie, but I also wanted to meet you.
At least you're frank.
Santa Claus!
Oh, don't even mention the name.
Why not, Mother?
Well, that Santa Claus you see is a last...